Here's what my daddy always used to tell me, his advice to me when I got married. He'd say, son, establish right from the outset in your relationship that you're going to have one night a week out to spend with the boys.
I hear it.
But just don't be stupid enough to waste it on the boys. Hello, operator.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I think my whimsy's lost on you, sir, but hell, I was trained well by my daddy. Yeah, I read all these Hollywood people. You know, they get married, but they keep their own separate houses and apartments. Daddy was just way ahead of his time. I mean, that's the way he'd have liked it. If he had had the money, he wouldn't have sold the trailer and moved into Mama's apartment. He'd have kept the trailer. No little bachelor quarters, even when he was married. One time, my girlfriend called him up, complaining about how quick I was on the trigger. And so I was shocked, when Daddy's girlfriend, Trixie Hicks, was waiting in her bathrobe when I came home from school one day. Daddy said, son, I'm concerned. Your girlfriend called me up and said, you don't do good work in a sack department, that it's over before it begins. So Trixie here is going to serve as a little model, and I'll watch and see what your problem is. Well, I looked over at Trixie, and there she was. She dropped that bathrobe. I mean, that was instantaneous. He said, go ahead, son. Tear it up. So I climbed on board, and I was like, son, you just jackrabbited the thing. You gotta take your time. You gotta go slow and easy. Here, let me show you what I mean. Trixie, if you don't mind. All right, now, you gain access. Yeah. You head over to the... Oh, see this? I'm even talking to you while I'm at it. Notice the way my hips are moving? See my butt cheeks clenching and unclenching? This is what you call style.
Huh?
Style. That way. The best work, of course, in the interest of time here. I'll go ahead and hasten the bride. He said, now, son, try it again, only this time. I said, I don't know, Daddy. It's just, I don't see what I can do. It's just so straight. He said, no, son of mine. He's going to go around jackrabbiting women like that. He said, wait here. And I heard him out in the kitchen rummaging around in our junk drawer. And he came back and he had this big, thick, heavy rubber band. He said, lean down there a second, son. He grabbed blah, blah, blah. And he put this rubber band, I mean, he cinched it two or three times around and then snapped it tight on the base of my new dad. I said, I said, Daddy, what's that supposed to be? He said, speed bumps.
Stand by.
The world could wait no longer.
There's lots more coming up right here on The Grease Man Show.